You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what's going on in our personal practices.
If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submission@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story you think the community would love to hear. And be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you'd prefer to stay anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. And not only can you email us and type out stories to us, but now we have a voicemail
that you can utilize this week.
We are. And you can call us and tell us your story with your voice instead of typing out an entire long thing. But if you want to do that, the number is 351-207-0799.
So this week we do have some stories. We're going to try out our voicemail option for the very first time, which I'm pretty excited about. I don't know about you, Maria.
I am.
I think it's going to be really fun. But before we get started on that, do you have any like fun stories that have happened recently? Because, you know, we were gone for 2 months where we haven't talked about things.
Actually, nothing's really happened, especially like on the ghost front. Like, I don't know, it's been
boring.
It's been very quiet. Though, like, you know, it's just a typical thing, saying things out the corner of your eye, but no one's like really been like loud and in my face, which has been nice. You know, it's nice not waking up at midnight. Oh, I remember.
I knew this girl was full of it.
No, I forgot. I think it was like last week. I was sleeping and someone like shook my leg. Yeah. And it wasn't like a leg spasm or anything, because I have those, but mm-hmm. I've had those in the past. This was not a leg spasm. Someone was actually like touching my leg and like trying to wake me up. Nothing was happening. I did check the house. It was just the spirit being rude, and I'm going to need to ward my room again. But it's fine.
That's horrible.
Yeah. So just a small little thing, but it was enough to obviously startle me and wake me up and annoy me, because as much as I love, you know, guides and spirits and all that, my sleep is very precious to me. How about you?
Well, considering the fact that you are a dying Victorian ghoul, it would make sense that your sleep is very important.
It is. 20 hours a day of just lounging and having the morbs. Yeah.
She's got a real case of the morbs, guys.
I do.
Oh my gosh. I haven't had too much going on, actually. There's been a couple of like very little things, which happened when I had my first child as well, where I just see like little things like at the very, very corners of my eyes. Mm-hmm. And then they're gone, and that's kind of it. And it just kind of, for me, it's actually quite comforting. It feels like, you know, our dearly departed, are just kind of wanting to see the baby also and be present. And I think it's really nice, actually. Mm-hmm. It happened when my firstborn was born. Redundant. And I've noticed it happening again this time, and I just think it's really sweet. It's quite comforting, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
No, that makes total sense. It's very cute knowing that, you know, guides and stuff are like looking over and making sure baby's okay.
Yeah, I just think that. It's really quite nice, and there's been no like sense of uncomfortable feelings or even creepiness. It's just been more of like, I don't know, warm energy, and I think it's really nice.
I
expect
that
to continue for a few more months.
For the rest of the year, please.
For the rest of my life.
But it's not gonna happen.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, we've got our voicemail set up. This is going to be the first time that we are trying it. I've got two stories to play today, which I'm really excited about. So what we're going to do is I'm just going to play them, and Maria and I will do our best to not commentate too much during, but let's be honest, it's me. I'm probably going to say something.
I'll be the good listener, guys. Yes, I will. You're
She'll
so
be
welcome.
The active listener, and I'll be the active but responding to listener. So this is our first ever one that we got. The anonymous submission does say I'm probably the first, and you are. So let's get into it.
Hello, Coffee and Cauldron. I called this number as soon as you said it on the podcast, so I'm wondering if I'm like the first person. But I wanted to tell you guys about the most unexplainable thing that's ever happened to me, and I'm going to be anonymous for this one to protect the not guilty. So I was at a convention. This was like 10 years ago. And I was there with a bunch of my friends, and this convention was in a multi-story hotel, and it was multiple days. There were hundreds and hundreds of people there. I was like knee deep in a rack of clothing, and suddenly I think, where is my best friend right now? And I'm going to call him Jack for anonymization purposes. And at this point, now we've been friends for over a decade, but at this point I had only known Jack for a couple years. And he was at the convention in this huge sea of people, but I had no idea where he was. And suddenly I had this extreme need to go find him. And I went up all three floors of this convention, and I went into all the different dealers' rooms, and I found a friend of mine. And the entire time I'm asking people where he is, and I realize when I ask like the third person that I am completely hyped up about this for absolutely no reason. I don't understand why I have this sudden need to see him. It just came upon me out of the blue. And then I finally find him, and he is about to leave the convention. He's like zipping up his coat because it's in the middle of winter. I'm like, hey, what's going on? Are you leaving? And he tells me that a family member of his finally received notice that they'd gotten the organ donation that they wanted, and they were going to go into surgery like 6 hours from now. So he had to leave. And it's such a weird experience because it was like he was so anxious about this. I heard it three floors down when I wasn't even doing anything related to that. It was very strange. It's never happened again. We've been in many other situations together. We've totally been anxious about each other in different situations. I have never had that clear a sense of need before in my life from somebody that was like three floors and dozens of people away from me or hundreds of people away from me. And I don't think he had a sense that he was doing it either. So I don't know. I don't understand it. It was like, I suddenly had psychic powers, but only once in a decade. And we're still friends. And we've never had an experience like that before or since. So that was real weird. I don't know what happened. I'm open to possible explanations, both scientific or not. So, love the podcast. Thanks for the chance to call in. Bye.
First of all, I love that they said scientific or not. Like, yes,
you're gonna get
the podcast. This is the podcast where you come to your scientific explanation.
You ready for some UPG? Because that's what you're gonna get.
I have a theory here, anonymous caller.
Me too. I'll let you go
and
first.
That's that you two are deeply in love with each other on a fundamental core level, and it pulled your souls together in that moment. Oh my goodness,
oh no.
Isn't that so fun?
That is so fun.
I love this story, actually. I really like this story because now to be serious, on a real level, I have had moments like that with people,
mm-hmm.
both like frequently and infrequently, where like it's a one-off situation with somebody, or, you know, I like my grandma, for example, there's been times where I've been like, something's wrong with Cell. And I just think that it's like a momentary connection that you two had, probably because you were having a great time together for the weekend, your friends. Clearly the friendship has lasted a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just kind of that really deep bond and connection there that, you know, your friend needed you, and whether they were intentionally doing it or not, they were feeling some type of way and wanting their friend for that moment.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I've said this before on the podcast, but like I view magic and like doing magic, like strings are connected to everything. Like that's how sometimes I do magic, is that when I'm doing a spell or something, I close my eyes and I visualize like a string leading me to like the outcome that I want, or to an object that I'm doing a spell on. And but I do think, you know, we are connected to people like with invisible strings. And sometimes like, when, as Robin said, someone needs us, they kind of like tap that string to us to let us know that, you know, we need help, even if they do it like unintentionally. And it just kind of like, it can send a wave to us, letting us know that we need to get to this person. But yeah, that's how
I think that's it. I don't know. It's kind of like, what's that? I think is it Japanese folklore with the red string that connects people together?
I know the red string thing, but I'm not sure where it comes from.
I don't want to misquote myself, so I might be totally wrong on that, on where it comes from. But I totally agree with what you're saying, and I think that, mm-hmm. I don't know, there's a real comfort there in that, isn't it?
It is, yeah, definitely. Especially when you act on it and you're actually able to be there for said person. Because sometimes it has happened to me, and I couldn't be there for the person. And it's like, it's the worst feeling ever. The worst
so
feeling
heartbreaking.
Ever. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Heartbreaking. Well, first of all, for that being our first submission, thank you, anonymous person. That was so fun.
That was so good.
That was so good. I'm so glad that you were our first. So thank you. So the next question we have is not a story, but a question. And I actually think that this is going to be fun for the community to talk about. Like, Marie and I will give our light inputs, but as we've been putting to the community to talk about things as community prompts, I thought that this submission would actually make for a pretty decent one.
Okay.
So we will give our light thoughts, but overall, you guys, this one is for you. So let's go.
Hi, Robin and Maria. My name is Meg. I was calling not so much for a coffee and cauldron submission, but I did want to ask
your thoughts. My daughter seems to be really gifted. She's 5. She sees things that aren't like visible to just the normal human eye. She picks up on people's feelings. She knows like people's deepest secrets, and she can look at them and doesn't really have a filter and can just like see, and then just asks with that really wonderful, like, just child honesty. And she's just, I really think she's just super gifted, and I want to foster that. And so I guess I was calling to ask, like, as a mother who is just recently getting into all things magical and coffee and cauldrons and all the fun things, how can I foster that? And, like, how can I create a space to help her grow that muscle and not squash it? So yeah, if you guys have, like, just a general questions episode or, like, something along those lines, it's not really a funny, you know, ghost story or anything like that, but, like, general questions episode, I would love to hear about, like, your thoughts on that. So yeah, and my name's Meg, and I really appreciate you guys, and I love your podcast, and yeah, so anyway, have a great day. Bye.
I love this question a lot. I think it's really wonderful. First of all, Meg, thank you so much for calling us.
You're a great mom. Great mom. Yeah.
I think, first of all, I think that mothers, well, parents in general need to hear that more often. You're doing a great job. That's amazing. It's great to hear that you want to be so supportive. Yeah. Maria, if your child was, you thought, gifted like this, how would you advise?
So Rue does, like, not really at this level of, like, being able to see, you know, not through people, but, you know, get to the core of people. But Rue does see spirits and stuff like that. And I do my best, as just as you do. I think being there for the child and being like, yeah, and validating their experiences, mm-hmm. while also, you know, still being like, okay, well, let's talk through this, just so they can talk through it and make sure that, you know, it's reality based and all that, obviously, but, you know, but still hearing them be like, oh my gosh, that's really cool. But I do think it's really important to also help them to develop that filter, mm-hmm. and tell them, you know, they can't obviously tell everyone, you know, well, tell everyone their feelings, but, you know, they can always use that for good. They don't have to say how they, you know how someone is feeling, but can, you know, be like, you would be like a great comforter and be able to be there for people who need it and things along those lines. Just know when to tell people you feel things and know that you should probably feel safe with a person before you, you know, release your truth to others.
You can speak your truth, tiny queen, but let's make sure we're safe in doing it.
Yes.
I totally agree. And I think that the key thing really at this point is because your daughter is five, it mm-hmm. doesn't really matter if it's real, like if it's a real gift or if it's just mm-hmm. imagination play. At mm-hmm. this point, it's just about like exploring that with them. Mm-hmm. If it were me, I would just ask questions. You know, let's say that your daughter says she sees or feels something, have her elaborate on that. What do you mean? Like, tell me about it. If for nothing else than the conversation, right?
Yeah, questions are so important and also shows that you're super engaged as a parent and it makes them feel heard. So 100%. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, why are you sorry? This is a conversation.
I almost cut you off. I'm so sorry. Please,
this is our podcast. Like, I think at this point, the listeners just are shocked it came from you and not me. So,
no.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
But no, I think that's really, really special. And I think that mom is already doing, like, such a great job. Like,
yeah, you are. You're doing a really good job. And I think that even just being open to the fact that this might not just be your daughter's imagination is mm-hmm. really, like, really cool that you're willing to kind of embrace that truth for her.
And I think, like, maybe getting some, like, cute little witchy child books, you know, like the ones from Moondust Press. Am I right? Yeah. And just, you know, being like, you know, there's other kids out there like you who believe and see magic.
I do not, however, recommend those TV shows that are like the child psychic shows.
Yeah, no.
They're almost all exploitive. So that would just be my one piece of advice to not do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But overall, I think that you're doing a really good job. And for the community, if you guys have any tips, I will be posting this episode with that prompt. So if you guys have any tips or experience with this specifically, we would love to hear your thoughts on that.
Yeah. We'll probably see it in the comments on that post, right? Have them send them to that. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can also always call in or email in. We can read it on the podcast. Why not?
And we want more ghost stories, guys. Send us some more ghost stories.
Yes.
Send us more ghost stories.
This has been so good. Like, I love how this worked out. We have a couple more stories lined up, not for today, just in general. So if you want to be on the podcast in a voicemail, please send us in one. If you want to be on the podcast in a written email that Maria and I read out loud, please send us an email. We love this. This is so fun for us.
100%. And then the voicemails are nice because I don't have to stumble through my words reading someone's story.
She's so hot, but she can't read, guys. It's really sad.
Well, you know, my eyes do that thing where you read, your eyes like read too fast in your brain and you're like, wait, what? But
yeah, that's called dyslexia, baby.
I don't doubt it. You said that you think that you're dyslexic on Discord. I was like, oh my God. I've been thinking this for years about myself too.
This is so toxic of me, but I saw a reel that was like, if you struggle with these three exercises, you might have dyslexia. And I was like, I don't think I do, but let's just try it anyway. And then I failed all three of them. And not just a little bit, but like a lot. So maybe I have dyslexia, but I'm going to do nothing about it. So.
See, I don't know if mine is dyslexia as much as it is just ADD, but I do recommend like checking out the Dilex and the Dilex. I can't even say it, but the font for it on the Kindle and see how that helps.
So it does sound like you might be dyslexic. Can't even say the word. Something to think about.
I can't speak. It's fine.
Yeah, that's different. I'm just teasing you. You're so beautiful. You don't need to speak or read or anything.
Thanks.
This has been really fun. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week for Coffee Talk. We hope to see you next week for our regular episode. You can check out our website for a link to our submission forms or shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com to tell us what ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think that the community would love to hear. And as a reminder, if you'd like to send in a voicemail to be in an episode like this one, our phone number is 351-207-0799.
And as always, if you enjoy Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share your articles, a special Part 2 exclusive episode, and have a Spell of the Month box and a Discord. Fun.
Yes, it's really fun, and we really, really hope to see you guys there.
Yeah, we would love to have you there in our fun, amazing community. Yeah. Ready?
All right. Well, we'll see you next time.
Bye.